Tippy Talks podcast.
Hello and welcome to Tippy Talks, your financial empowerment podcast full of education, resources, and so much more for service providers. My name is Ashley and I'm one of the account managers here at Tippy. We know you're busy, so let's dive in. Thank you both for joining me on Tippy Talks podcast. This has been an exciting journey. This is kind of new for us, this podcast, but it's been really fun to hear about our accounts and how Tippy has impacted them in their businesses. And I know that it's been about a year that you've had Tippy, and you guys had saw us last year at the Premier Orlando show. And it was really fun to meet you in person this year, and your energy and everything was just like so addictive. And I was like, you guys have to be on this podcast. So it was awesome to connect with you two. So I want you guys to introduce yourselves to everyone and tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, thank you for having us. We're super excited to be here. My name is Evie Owens, and I'm the owner of City Escape Spa. I'm also a licensed massage therapist and full specialist, which means I can do nails and aesthetics. And I've been in this industry for 8 years now. And then this is Ashley.
I'm Ashley. So I've been a nail tech for 2 years. I just started working for Evie 7 months ago now. And that's when I started using Tippy. So yeah.
What made you choose this business to get into? What made you choose the beauty industry?
I have a little bit of a long story, but I'll try to cut it real short. I was in the Army prior to me being in this industry. And once I got out, I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. And I knew I didn't want to do IT, which is what I did in the military. And I had a choice. And in the state of Florida, you can either have a college degree and make money, or you can have a license and make money. So I knew I wanted to, you know, make money and not have to, you know, go back to retail, which is what I am. My formal background, like work wise, is what I'm used to, because I didn't like it. And so I wanted to do something different. And my husband was really supportive in trying to, you know, on my journey, trying to figure out what I wanted to do myself. Mm-hmm. And we were driving, and one day I was just like, I can paint nails. I think that's a job. And he's like, I guess, like, let's look that up, you know? So my husband's always like, you know, do your research and figure out what we have to do to get you there. And we went to like 4 different schools and fell upon the school that I ultimately went to. They had suggested full specialist, and I had no idea what that was. So they were like, it's aesthetics. I still had no idea what that was. And I almost didn't do it because there was 2 weeks of makeup and lashes. I started walking out the door. I was like, heck no, I'm not doing that. I don't do that in my normal life. I just got out of the military. I was like a tomboy. So I didn't want to do that. And my husband's like, wait, how long is it? He's like, Evie, you could do 2 weeks. You got this. So I ended up starting with aesthetics first. And I fell in love with it. And that is my long story short. 2 years later, I got my massage therapy license. But when I was in school for aesthetics, I had told Sean, I said, I need to go to massage therapy school. He said, girl, you better slow your roll. Finish this school first. And I said, no,
one step at a time.
Yeah, I see you like finishing school, like see if you like it. Cause you don't need, and yeah. I was like, no, I like massage therapy school. And City Escape Spa was born in a school as a school project. So this is my inception baby.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So that's my long story.
That's so good. Oh my gosh. That's amazing how full circle your journey has taken you. That's
yeah, definitely
incredible. I know that I personally think that each and every one of us that do join the beauty industry come from a place of, I don't know, should I, shouldn't I, yeah. You know, and you have like a lot of different noise going in your head of, mm-hmm. of that, you know, second guessing yourself. I'm so glad you pushed through it and went for it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Ashley, what about you?
So I actually came in pretty late to the industry. I went to school in my 30s. And when I was younger, I just kind of like hopped around and pivoted a lot because I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I worked in restaurants like constantly, but I did like personal training for a little bit. I did managing for a little bit. But one thing that was always constant was my nails were always done. I always did my nails for myself because that I enjoyed that. I enjoyed like when my nails were done, they were so pretty. And so I was working in restaurants and I was just tired, like exhausted working in restaurants. I was like, I can't do this anymore. Like, this is exhausting and I'm not feeling fulfilled. This isn't for me. But even in the restaurants, all of my customers that like at my tables, they're like, oh my God, your nails are so pretty. And I'm like, thank you. And they're like, where do you get them done? And then I'd be like, oh, I do them myself. And they're like, wait, what? And I was like, maybe I get in nail school. Yeah. So I did a little bit of research and found a school that was like 20 minutes from my house and decided to go to nail school. And then literally got a job like right out of nail school. And then I was actually following Evie on like TikTok and Instagram before I went to nail school. And then eventually came and applied here. I saw when she was hiring and I was like, I'm going to go work over there. So I came over.
Oh, I love that.
I'm actually back in school for aesthetics.
Oh, so, my gosh. That's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And so what are all of the services that you offer in your spa?
We're a full service spa, so we do nails, skincare, waxing, massage therapy, and body treatments. So nails, we do manicures, pedicures, acrylic services. We offer full body waxing. For body treatments, we do intimate bleaching. I do mud wraps. We have like vajacials, back facials. I mean, we encompass everything but hair, like hair removal, but not hair styling, you know.
Right. No, I love that. That's awesome. So what, you moved into a new place, right?
Did, yeah.
Yeah, that's so exciting. So what are your goals for the upcoming year?
So my goal is I need to hire someone. I need to build the team. Cause your girl can't work 7 days a week, you know?
No.
I've been doing this for eight years and I've worked 7 days a week for the last 8 years. So it's crazy. I did take a little bit, like a step back during COVID, but you know, with expanding the business, I'm back in, but I'm not taking services 7 days a week. I'm just here, you know, so yeah. I have two days of office hours or whatever. So that's my goal. And then I want to double like financially what I did last year. So I'm looking to hit close to the 200 for the year. And, you know, I want to build six figure employees, you know, because I know I can do it and I have done it consistently, which is great. And so now it's just impressing that information and knowledge to the people that I hire. Like, I've always wanted a team of people that were for City Escape Spa by City Escape Spa, you know, like we have a specific way that we do things. So the training, it's not just like, come work here, do whatever you want. It's like, no, come work here. Here's how we do pedicures. Here's how we do manicures. I want that consistency across the board so that my clients feel confident that if I'm not here, Ashley could do her service and be great. And vice versa, because now Ashley has built clients that are just, you know, going to her and not coming to me. So I'm their backup, which is great, you know. So that's my goal. I want to hire at least one more person this year. And then we have a 3 to 5 year plan for expansion. I'm trying to get to 2,000 square feet. So I have, you know, big plans to like have a team and keep growing.
That's amazing. And you'll do it. I love like your energy. And if you guys have not seen her TikTok or Instagram, followed her on social media, it is very, very good and entertaining. And it's definitely something you want to keep watching and following. So I love it.
Yeah, we're at City Escape Spa on all social platforms. And I stay pretty active. So we're constantly making videos. And that's a big part of like our growth in the business. We've been in TikTok for 3 years now, and it's been a crazy journey. I've had clients that, you know, come from out of state to visit us, and I have obviously Ashley found us on social media. A lot of clients have, you know, locally found us on social media, and so it's a really great platform for us.
Absolutely. It's huge. I mean, it's what a great tool, and it doesn't take a lot of time. It's just connecting, building that relationship.
Yeah.
I love it. I love how you have built consistency in your business too. So when your clients are walking through the door, they know exactly what to expect, and yes, they have that expectation. They know that they're going to get that. I love that.
Yeah.
It's such a huge piece and a big value to not only yourself as an owner, but to your employees and to your clients. It all kind of trickles down to everyone.
Yeah.
Love that. Ashley, what are some of your goals in the next year?
So obviously graduate school.
Yes.
So
when is that? When is graduation?
September. September. Oh. So obviously, you know, graduate, and then hopefully by the end of this year, start working on aesthetic services here in Cityscape Spa. So that way by next year, I'll be ready to do pretty much all the services as far as aesthetics and nails are concerned in the spa. So for 2025, I'll be on my way to that six-figure employee status.
Yes. Girl, listen. my personal goal for Ashley is to get her into that growth where she's confident to be able to do the services, and our clients are confident that she's able to do the services, because I want her training the next employee that's coming in, mm-hmm, you know, kind of like passing that baton and passing that torch, because she knows the standard where we need to be at. And ultimately she's going to be working with them more in service than myself. And that's the goal. You know, I'm trying to step back from doing so many services and just kind of working on the business itself. And that's been a big part of the growth and journey of Cityscape Spa and Evie as a whole in the last year. So last year I started working with the business coach. I got a new CPA. We restructured our business. We implemented Tippy. So a lot of changes that needed to happen before I was able to bring on my first employee.
Right.
And then, you know, having that foundation for the next generation of employees that are coming.
That's awesome. So, so good. So good. So how has, bringing Tippy in, how has that really helped elevate your business?
I love Tippy. I can't say enough good things about it. Tippy's amazing. So we actually started with Tippy before we had employees. So I took a class at Premier, and I heard about Tippy through the CEO, and I told Sean, because Sean wasn't in the class with me, he was in a different class. And I said, Sean, come meet these people. We need to bring this in ASAP. I just was so, it spoke to me of having this system where we can have our tips the same day. And, you know, as a solopreneur, turning entrepreneur, you know, I had access to my tips whenever I got my deposits. But it was always like, you know, credit card fees taken out of that. And you never really saw it. And so it was one of those things where I was like, it's part of the like business, whatever the business made.
Yeah.
And I wanted it to be separate, because I was like, I know I'm making money, but I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Now I see it, and it's amazing. The first month, I think, was a big learning curve for all of our clients, because we have Mevo. Mevo has credit cards on file. We implement that. And so clients weren't used to bringing their cards.
Right.
So that first month, I saw like a huge dip in tips, until we were trying to get our clients accustomed to, hey, this is our new system. But once we kind of taught our clients, like, hey, we have this card, the tips go on the card, we get the cards the same day, we know who it came from, they were like, oh, okay, cool. You know, so I see less cash, and I see more, you know, my Tippy money going up
for sure.
But I keep Tippy as like a savings account. And so for me, it helps, because I got like $7,000 in like 3 or 4 months for tips.
Wow.
And it was crazy, because I was like, I never saw the money before. Mm-hmm. It was just in the account, like whatever, you know.
Yep.
Money spent, money gone, whatever. But with Tippy, I save it, and then I'm like, oh, I got money. So it doesn't take, you know, it's extra money for me. It's not in my budget anymore, which is nice.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. That's how you kind of handle you handle it more in a savings way.
Yeah.
And you've really seen an impact in
absolutely
separating it all out like that. You know, I never.
Yeah.
Really about it like that.
So when we brought on Tippy as part of the employee contract, it was just a matter of explaining to the, you know, the people like, hey, this is how it's going to work. Mm-hmm. And I personally think that it kind of was like, oh, I got my tips the same day, which is honestly, that's the biggest perk, you know, instead of waiting 2 weeks to get that cash out from credit cards. And then, you know, we take impact as a business. Mm-hmm. And so there was no like training process with the employees. It was like, hey, let's set up your account. This is how it works. Enjoy your money. And that was it. So it was nice. It was nice that we did it in the baby stages, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that is perfect. I love it. Ashley, what about you? Like, as a service provider, how is Tippy bringing that in, implementing another tool for you?
It's pretty awesome. I use it mainly as like, this is my spending money.
Okay.
So, like everything, all my commission I use towards my bills and, you know, all the stuff that needs to get paid. And then I've been using my Tippy card as my spending money, which is now also turning into like school payments, but you know, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
But, I can't emphasize enough how awesome it is to be able to like have my tips the same day. Like it's so amazing. Like literally like from last week to this week, I was like, oh, I have enough money to make a school payment. This is great. You know, mm-hmm. like in a week, I was like, oh, it's right there. I don't have to wait another week to get my paycheck. And I can literally make this payment tomorrow. So it's just so convenient, especially from coming from that restaurant background where I've done all these different positions in restaurants, but the one I did the most was serving. And so tips were my money, but I still had to wait 2 weeks to get the money, but unless they gave me cash, which nowadays nobody really has cash.
Yeah.
So it's so convenient and it makes it really easy to, have that little bit of money where you need it, especially if things get a little bit like
a little tight.
It's like, I have a tippy, you know?
And I also think that clients tip more because they see Tippy and they see the percentages we have it set up and they're like, oh, that's it. No, let me give you a little bit more, you know? And I'm like, no, you're good. Like,
yeah,
no, like it's fine. No, let me give you more.
Yeah. I think so too. Nice. Like I think my average is like, it's like really high. It's like 40% or something like that,
That really is such a huge thank you for yourself. So you should take that as a big compliment. That's amazing.
Yeah. Absolutely. I definitely have the mentality that tips are never expected, but they're just highly appreciated. And so we let people know, like the part of the cash out process is we put in the amount that they paid for services onto Tippy. We let them know if you'd like to leave a tip with a card, you can do so on this screen. You're going to select the amount, press tip away. Yeah, press tip away and then use the white block because we don't have it integrated with Mevo. Mm-hmm. We still have like a separate transaction. Mm-hmm. And we just let them know, like, you know, it's not a requirement, but you're more than welcome to leave a tip if you like.
It's there.
Because, you know, we charge more than what I think, you know, what other people would, you know, charge or whatever. But we also have our prices accordingly to where we're making livable wages and we're also making money as a business and the service providers not going home with anything less than I think our average is like $25 for the service.
That's awesome.
So if we don't get tips, we're still fine. Mm-hmm. And we don't rely on the tips. So that's why for me, the tips are always like, oh, yeah, this is sweet, you know?
Yeah, right. So what would your advice be to someone that maybe is just a little nervous about implementing it into their business?
Do it. Just do it. So I got Tippy for free for the first year. And actually, I think, what's today? Today's my first payment. Which is great.
All right,
but it averages out if you divide how much it costs you as a business for Tippy and then divide that per month or even per service provider. Like I don't charge Ashley for having Tippy. That's a benefit of working here. Mm-hmm. But it pays for itself if you think about it. You know, we're not incurring those fees. So tips were looking like income. And so when I was getting taxed at the end of the year, my CPA is like, yo, you have all this money. I was like, no, I don't, because it, you know, that's tips. And it's like, well, until you're able to separate it, it looks like income.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a trial period for anything is a super bonus for me. So the fact that I was able to get it for a year for free, and my husband was like a little skeptical. And once he started, you know, that, like I said, that first month is rough because I sent out a newsletter. I put it out on our social media. And as clients were coming in, I let them know, hey, we have a new tipping system. It's right now in our policies. And it basically states, you know, if you want to leave a credit card tip, please bring a card in so that or you can use Apple Pay or Google Pay or whatever.
Right.
And so that first month, it might be a little bit of a learning curve for the business, the service provider, and the clients. But after my husband started seeing those tips coming in, he's like, this is the best idea that you've brought. And he was, you know, he was one of those like, I'm not sure. And I said, yo, let's just try it out. It's a free trial anyway. If we don't like it, like whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. But the setup was really easy. The customer service is amazing. I've met you guys in person a bunch of times at this point. And it's just, it's like I really like to surround myself with businesses and people that are welcoming to us, you know, because we don't want to feel like a number. And we don't feel that way, you know. Constant emails like, hey, do you need any help? You know, let me follow up with you. I can call, and it's a super easy process. So the whole thing all the way around worked for us and our business. And that's what we wanted. We wanted something that, you know, was easy and honestly affordable if you think about it. You know,
that's keep growing and we keep evolving. And it's because you guys have great feedback, and like, it's really awesome to meet and see you guys out at the shows and meet with accounts and just get different feedback. Hey, how's it going? Yeah. Any new things that are happening, anything that's coming up? We love that because that's how we get better too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So Ashley, can I speak to you more of like the service provider side? If the business does bring Tippy in, you know, sometimes we have like that staff resistance. You know, anytime that change is happening, I think the staff, all of us are just a little like, oh, what is this? And what would your advice be to someone that is having Tippy coming into their business as a new tool?
I think humans in general are resistant to change because it's unknown, you know, so we're like, oh, I don't know, you know, but my advice would just be just be okay with being a little uncomfortable about, because you don't know where that can take you. And I think that like, I would not prefer to get my tips any other way, honestly. Like, it's just so like, like I said earlier, just having it same day, having it on my phone, I can see exactly who tipped me, how much, how often, the percentage, like all the breakdown, everything. You can even like, I can even transfer it immediately to my bank account. Like, it's just it's so convenient. And I don't know why anyone would want to do it any other way. Like, why would you want to wait 2 weeks for your money, like when you can have it right now? Like, it doesn't make any sense. So
I will also say, from like our clients, we have a few clients that say, oh, you brought Tippy, that's at my hair salon.
And I'm like, oh,
okay. So they're familiar, you know? And I think that's great to see that other businesses are also in the same alignment, you know, because it kind of shows like we care. I think it shows that we care for our employees and ourselves too, because, you know, I'm getting tips on there too. But I think it's a perk, you know, and that's something that Nikki talks about, is what are your perks? What are your compensation perks? And, you know, we don't have 401k and retirement matching, whatever, any of that stuff. So we have to kind of come up with innovative ways that we can attract employees to say, hey, this is the benefit of working here.
Right.
And I would also say that it's important for the business owner to be open-minded. If your employees come to you with an idea, and they, let's say they went to Premiere Show and went to that class and said, oh my God, I heard about Tippy, we should look into this, then be open-minded, because your employees are bringing it up to you because they think it might be innovative or it might be a good change for your business. So I think that, you know, to be resistant, I don't know everything, you know what I mean? And I think that we should all have that learning mentality of, where can this take us? You know, how can we get better at providing a nice work environment for our employees and a comfortable environment for our clients? And it works all the way around. So, you know, don't be resistant to change as much as it sucks, but like, try it out. You know, what does it hurt to try it out?
You know, you don't know if you don't like it, you try it.
Yeah.
Plus it looks really nice.
It's
like,
super cute.
It looks super cute on the desk. Like it just looks.
Yeah.
She's our professional up there.
It looks great.
Yes. Yes. Very good. Pictures are professional. I love it.
Yeah. We have headshots that we put up there. So like we're all in the same color theme. And so then people can see like, oh, Ashley's here, or you have a new person, you know, so it's nice. It just looks good.
I think it's so great that you guys are able to do this and share your story with everyone.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I love talking about my business and I love talking about the growth and it, you know, it's a learning process, like I said, but yeah. I think that in that process of like trying to be better, you know, we're trying to find companies that we can be better with, you know, and
definitely
and sharing that, because when, you know, we hear it all the time, when we grow, you grow, that type of thing.
Yeah.
And it's so true. You know, this industry can be so much better than what people think it is, because they've had such a subpar experience. And so when we do the bare minimum of what it should be, it's like, oh my gosh, that's mind blowing. So I want everyone to get on the same level where we're all sharing this amazing experience, because this is a luxury industry, you know, and you should get luxury things for that price, whatever that price is, you know? And so taking care of our customers, taking care of our employees, just making a very happy environment. It's well-rounded, you know, for me to have Tippy, to have Mevo, and, you know, to have my, my business coaches. It just helps because, you know, like I said, I don't know everything. And part of like going to premiere show and doing the classes is, hey, Sean, go to this class and then actually go to that class. And then I'll go to this class. And then we come back and say, okay, what did we learn? Yeah. And then, you know, Sean brings up something, Ashley brought up something. And so then we're like, okay, well, let's see what we can implement. Let's see what we liked about it, what we didn't like. And then, you know, what you don't like, you don't take, and what you like, you run with it. Yeah. Try to instill that community as well, because we want to be part of the community. We want people to look at us like, hey, you know, they have a really good idea. Let me get that, you know? So I have like my Tippy referral link on my link tree, you know? So, yes. And I tag Tippy anytime like the Tippy screen is in my video, I'm tagging Tippy because I want to share that. You know, I think it's such a great idea. And I think that, like I said, when I heard about it, I said, this is for me. This is for me. I need it.
Aww. Thank you guys so much for doing this. This is perfect.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Hey, Tippy family. Terry McKim here, founder of Tippy. When I came up with the concept many years ago on the back of a piece of paper, I couldn't imagine it would turn out like this. The businesses, and most importantly, the users, are really what makes this company so special. The goal then, and still today, was to better the beauty industry, but most importantly, provide financial tools to empower the service professionals. So when we say Tippy was created and built in industry, we mean it. We now have a community of strong, talented, and hardworking individuals, and we're still growing. Thank you for trusting us. We can't wait to keep growing with you.